and applications for new shows in the new semester are, well, they're due tonight, so I'm going to get on that. But what I'm getting at is this is no longer be a two-hour show if the show is, in fact, renewed. I'm going to trim it back down to an hour because, you know, two-hour show is a lot of fun, but it's also, you know, quite a bit of work, and I got a life outside of this. You know, you don't know what I get up to, but at the end of the day, I haven't done a two-hour show since I was on WMUA at UMass Amherst back when the earth was still cooling, and I've had a lot of fun playing some of the longer songs out there. We played some Fela Kuti before, we played some Mozart, and seeing as this is the last two-hour show for the foreseeable future, let's start off the second hour with the king of the long songs. And no, I don't mean Sister Ray by the Velvet Underground. Hit it!
I think this is a song of hope.
Yes. We're all a fan of that particular band. Unless you're not. But if you aren't, then, you know, I suppose that's your prerogative. But yes, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I do like that song, my disinterested tone notwithstanding. It's, you know, you can't help but enjoy it. And that was from the reissued The Song Remains the Same, a hilariously overblown concert film complete with fantasy, you know, short films interspersed without, you know, because it's, you know, late period Led Zeppelin. Why not get weird with it if you have the money to do so? And speaking of people who are never afraid to be weird, we lost one of the great ones this week with Rachid Taha, the French-Algerian punk rock, electronic guy. He was all over the place, and that's he was probably the most influential he did French language and Arabic and all the other languages of the region. He was probably the most important musician to come out of the French scene since Gainsbourg. But while Gainsbourg, you know, was a picture of, you know, France of the past, Rachid Taha was very much, you know, France and Algeria of the present. And I first became aware of him through a particular Clash cover, which I will play because honor demands it. But, you know, going through the discography, you know, he was just so indescribable. He really was indescribable. And he went from outsider to being accepted by the establishment, but never entirely being part of the establishment. And reading his obit in the Independent, and he at the end writes, his wish was to be interred not in France but in Algeria, as he wrote in his autobiography, Algérien pour toujours et français tout le jour, which translates to French every day but Algerian forever. And he died of a heart attack, age of 59, in Paris. And let's take a moment for the great figure with some of this, some of that, but first, this thing.
سلطان العالية Merci.
Thank you.
From Rashi Taha, that was Harak al Kasbah from Tekatoy. Before that, we had Bada Bada from the Maiden Medina album. And then we had Rashi Taha, Khalid, and Fadel with Abdel Kader live Abarsi 1998. And that was off the Fadel compilation, Le Sencher Fadel. And seeing as we're at the bottom of the hour, let's do one more for the people in the cheap sheet. Not the cheap sheets, the cheap seats. You didn't hear that. Anyway. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, before I move along, I just want to say, last night I went to Charlie's Kitchen with a dear friend of mine. We caught the time and place. They're out there once again promoting their new release, which you should download or purchase or obtain somehow through entirely legal and profit-driven means. It's a fantastic release, and they also did that great show at the Midway, and I realized last night that was my second consecutive Monday catching a show at Charlie's Kitchen, because the Monday before I'd seen Elephants, and I'll be back there next Monday to see Lockett a fantastic three-piece power pop band. And once again, I will be there not signing copies of my memoirs because it has been held up due to legal technicalities. But enough about that. Moving right along, let's discuss the important issues.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, indeed, that he's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no. Don't double cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he's a hound.
My son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man. I always get my man.
Congratulations, Professor. Wonderful, Professor.
Marvelous.
All right, scram, boys. I'll meet you in the barbershop.
I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy wasn't blind. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. What? Don't the sun
look angry through the trees?
Don't the trees look like crucified beings? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you're never really free. Don't the sun look angry at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum. It went.
Zevon, Desperados Under the Eaves from the Warren Zevon album, 1976. And we've also had Harry Nilsson Down from Nilsson Schmilsson, 1972. And we threw in, just for the sake of it, the Marx Brothers, I'm Against It, Horse Feathers. Watched Horse Feathers and Duck Soup last night. It's recommended that you do the same. And apparently I just sent my cohort into a Marx Brothers wormhole, so we all have that. Okay, home stretch of this final 2 hour show, so let's get right to it. The Tragically Hip. I have not listened to a lot of them. My apologies to my Canadian cousins, of which I have several. But I don't know if it was on a recommendation or just, I got like a faint notion and it, grew into finally having the time to do it, but I watched the Tragically Hip's documentary long time running. Fantastic, worth the watch, and did a cursory glance at the discography, and you can really understand why they were so beloved, from PEI to Vancouver, from Medicine Hat to Yellowknife, and all those other points in between, all those Canadian cities and towns, some with funny names, some without. But anyway, I'm going to do a bunch of Tragically Hip. Then I'm going to throw in a song at the end for my brother who's moving to Chicago, but stay tuned for that thing.
Working on my mind. does your mother tell you things? Long, long when I'm gone, who you talking to? She telling you I'm one. It's a great mistake when I'm wide awake. Drive-ins rained out, weatherman with fingers the sky. He pokes it out, pulls it in, don't know why. Same mistake, it's been a long time running, it's been a long time coming, it's well worth the wait. Just on trips, we haven't seen a thing, we still don't know where it is. It's a safe mistake.
Two from Tragically Hip. Now this one's for Andrew.
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago.
I'm just kidding. That song is terrible. This is what we all came here for.
City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then?
'cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, 'cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers 'cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me, knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that, keep making again. That platinum. Let me go for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know
I'm
by now, I'm talking
again.
About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home. Maybe we could start again.
And one more for the people in the cheap seats. Got it that time. Undertones, Teenage Kicks, a reading from the Book of Peel, as it were. Before that, Kanye West, Homecoming from Graduation, a fine album. 30 seconds of The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace, because, you know, people are driving cars right now. Two from Tragically Hip, Long Time Running, and Bob Cajun. And that's going to do it for this the two-hour summer edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good. On WMFO in Medford, I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll be back next week at some time, in some place, in some state of mind. I'll let you know the dirty details when and if they, when they transpire. And I am now proud to introduce, hopefully for not the last time, Live Free or Die Radio. Uncle Sam is here, and so are his friends. The nourishment for your ears and the three-course meal for your mind. Anyway, I'm out of here, and until next time, stay hydrated.